Blog Talk Radio.
In the name and in the power of the one true living God, Amen, the Supreme Being, the Creator, the Most High, the Creator of all things that we see in existence here on this planet Earth, reaching all the way out to the outer realms of the universe. I want to say peace and greetings to the solar beings, the Amen God family of awakened solar beings. My name is Sinetra Menquares. I will be hosting this morning's episode of Amina Rays Broadcasting. I want to give a heartfelt shout out to the God Brother Jehu. My God Brother is on the line. And God Brother, let me know. I see you called in there. If you want to, you know, get in on the share, we know we do it, you know, quick and sweet and directly to the point, you know, on the weekday mornings. However, you are certainly most welcome. I want to give a shout out to the brother, you know, for stepping up and adding to the cause of doing what is necessary to share information, pure enlightenment and wisdom directly from the source, the one true living God. And this is not, let me repeat this is not about religion. Now, I don't want to get all off into that this morning because there is a specific in mind as it relates to the subject matter that we're going to be talking about briefly this morning. This morning's broadcast entitled, Why is Everything a Potential Agent in the Matrix? Until They Are Unplugged. That was one of the most powerful statements in the movie as it related to the state of existing of those beings who were captured and being used as human batteries by the construct of the machine of the Matrix. One of the things that I think about as it relates to how I see things, how Amen is allowing me to see things clearer. And when you see things for what they really are, and what I'm getting at is when you see things as energy, everything, every single thing is energy. Everything has a frequency. Everything has a vibration. These are the higher mind ideas as it relates to being able to look at something from the perspective of the atomic existence, because we are all created of atoms. And atoms have energy. They also have a light intelligence connected to them. Now, one of the reasons why this thought had to be shared so that I could get it out of my mind, I was assessing some programming. Make no mistake about it, whenever you are engaged in listening to TV, radio, social media, Twitter, music, you are going through a selected programming, okay? Now, I want to stay on topic because if I continue down that particular road, then I could end up somewhere else. I want to stay on task. Why is everyone a potential agent in the Matrix until they are unplugged? It is as simple as this. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both. You cannot serve both Amun, who is your higher self, your direct connection to the source. You cannot serve your higher self, your true purpose, and the matrix at the same time. Now, when you have come to know that God is not just a defined meaning as it would be in religion, you know, they tell you that Jesus is God. In Islam, they tell you that Allah is God. When you are a Israelite, you subscribe to Yahweh or Yahawashi as being God. The true definition of God is anything that is possessing power and force. The concept that you are taught in religion as it relates to belief and also disbelief as it relates to those who do not believe in a quote-unquote religious God, but they still also, they also have their God, whether it be in the image of the beast, it's written in the book, you can't deny it, or whether it be money. Your God is anything that you allow to drive you into serving a purpose, even if it is your lower self. Because you do have both polarities working. They are in existence, your higher self and your lower self. And you could be serving the God of your lower self. Your deeds and actions, you know, what purpose you are living out and what purpose you are serving, regardless of what you say. Amun is simply the creator and the higher self of men, women, and children. The Amun God family are the direct ascendants and descendants of the original people who were seated here on this planet Earth, who are in alignment. Those who are in alignment with their higher self and who have come to acknowledge the fact of the truth of their existence inside of this matrix are very, very few. You know, as it relates to the many that are called, but only a few are chosen, and there are only a few who will gravitate towards the truth and who can handle the truth. Now, the matrix itself, I chose the matrix. I know if you look up the word or the actual scripture, which is in the Bible, either you will hate the one and or love the other. It relates to God and mammon. So I decided to exchange the word mammon, which means money, for the matrix because everybody's God is not necessarily money. The religious people have their God, you know, men and women, you know, have their different gods that they choose. The primary gods are going to be the gods in religion, you know, money, you know, worshiping the beast image, any image outside of yourself that you are expecting to be a savior outside of yourself. And just like this most recent movie, I was in a conversation with someone, you know, and, you know, we conversate about movies. We go over our movie decoding. And so he asked me the question, how would you say the word of the movie? And he pointed to the movie, you know, that is the latest movie. And I said, it's Ex Machina. He said, no, it's Ex Machina. And I was like, whatever, you know. Machina, Machina, you know, what's the big deal? And then I really had a chance to think about it. just because we have a picture in our mind and we think that we have come to define things properly, it's not going to be rooted in the actual truth of things unless it is the truth. People who are plugged into this matrix only serve one purpose, where it is that their energy that their body is producing is being utilized to continue to simply fuel this matrix. Those who have been unplugged from the matrix are, to the best of their ability, depending upon what grade or level they are on, are serving the purpose to help educate the mind, to help inspire and pull the cover off of the deceit and reveal the hidden truth. The construct of man that we are looking at, you know, people always have a tendency to want to blame God for all things as it relates to the, you know, atrocities, you know, that are happening in this world. However, when you look at things from a higher solar level of existence, not only have we created our own reality, and because we are living in a existence that is based upon the creativity of what energy you are, that's what you attract to you. We have to really look at the natural order and the universal laws of things. That's one good thing to do when you decide that you want to really become in tune. When you want to become in tune with your higher self, it's best to wipe the slate clean of these programs, the programming that you have been initiated in, because like I said, whether it's radio, TV, music, your sports, or whatever the case may be, politics, religion, these have all programmed the mind to be a part of this matrix. And you can think, you know, hey, what my thing is what it's all about, and you stay right there. That's what I have come to recognize as someone who is a tent, T-E-N-T, pitcher. You know, they get to a particular place where they have accepted that the concept that they are comfortable with is where it is that they want to live their life, and that's where they stay. And you really can't do anything with the mind that has come to accept a reality that has been created for them by something that is external to them. Most people come here and they have not left clues for themselves to wake up to the reality that you're only here to learn specific lessons that will help you to get back on the path and on the journey that reconnects you to your direct current, the direct source of your energy. Thing is energy. If we're not plugged into the matrix, then you're going to be plugged into something else. And one of the things that I always really appreciated about people who are on their journey, I appreciate looking at the different paths, the different roads, because everybody is not going to come to a ultra standing, overstanding, inner standing, that they are plugged into the matrix. They're going to, you know, for the most part, most people, the 99%, they're going to stay right there. They may have only come to this plane of existence, this time construct, Because the Matrix has many, many names. It has way more names than the Matrix. Like I said, it is anything you subscribe to as a God outside of yourself. Anything that you subscribe to as being a savior outside of yourself is definitely something that has you captured mentally, physically, if you have one, because everybody is not possessing of a soul today. Everything does have a spirit, you know, whether it is a live or an inanimate object. And in these constructs, we serve as the guided, you know, the guided to do what it is that the programming dictates. You serve as an agent that is not necessarily within and of itself striving for the survival of itself, but for something else. That's what an agent does. An agent subscribes to the idea of a construct, of a concept that is outside of itself, that is not rooted in the truth. It is all a construct, a created thing. And in most cases, just like in that movie, Ex Machina, I don't have to call it what dude called it. You know, he can call it Ex Machina all he wants to. But when that machine had taken what it had been programmed with and became, that damn thing had a spirit unto its own and a mind and a physical, although it was not the same reflection of the physicality that we as men and women have. Just like you saw in many, many other movies, you know. When you have a construct and something that has intelligence that can work towards its survival, a former mentor of mine told me, you know, this thing, and I think, you know, looking at it and observing it, I would have to, I'm kind of on the borderline, because he said to me that nothing wants to die. Everything is going to fight for its existence and its survival. And unfortunately, I cannot say that that has been of the former descendants of the original people. Everywhere I look, I see that we are contributing as agents of the Matrix to see ourselves where we are no longer existing and surviving this construct, or, you know, this concept of what we see, this life we live, this illusion, and we're not serving a purpose. One thing I love about a mind that is unplugged is that that mind may not necessarily agree with every single thing that the next mind agrees with, but it is in tune and serving a purpose towards the survival of its original state of being, of its original existence. And I'm doing a lot of paraphrasing. As I sit here and I am receiving those transmissions that I am hearing directly from the source, from the creator, from my higher self in regards to the subject, man, there's so much that we can look at. One of my favorite things, you know, amongst the beings that have been unplugged from the Matrix was when Morpheus had disobeyed a direct order, you know, for all the captains, you know, to take their hovercrafts back to Zion. And the brother said, yeah, Morpheus, you know, we don't all believe as you believe. But I'm going to go ahead and support you, you know, because I just want to see what's going to happen. We already know, without a doubt, what's happening to those beings who are plugged into the matrix. They just get more and more of what they have gotten without any end in sight. They do not have an answer. They are not looking to themselves as a savior for themselves, because there is no God floating down from the sky. There is no mystery. There is no spook God as it relates to what is being taught in the religion of today. Even when these master teachers, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, tried to share with those converts and those followers that the original man was God. Same thing, that's what Elijah Muhammad taught, and so also did Dr. York. And they worked out in that. They worked out by doing something to reflect those teachings. And they changed their circumstances. They were in a quote-unquote sort of a Zion outside of the matrix because they recognized that they were their own saviors. Now, I see my God, Brother Jay Hughes, hand up. I think we're going to go a little bit longer for those who are called in. God, Brother Jay Hughes, I'm going to bring you on the line so we can hear what the God, Brother wants to say. Peace to the God, Brother Jehu. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, God, Sister Sinetra. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Can you hear
I'm
me?
Well.
Yes, ma'am.
Very
yes,
well.
Ma'am.
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you well, Sister.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I would like to say peace to the guards and guards that listen on the broadcast. In the name of Amen, they're dealing with your inner self, they're dealing with the supreme race that's above the outer dimension, and also the creators that created us. Now, everything you said was true, God, Sister, and I totally agree. But then again, if we're dealing with the word self, if dealing with the word soul, the soul been in this matrix for so many eons, eons and eons. But then again, the Creator has sent us, dying us for a mission. You know, even though we probably made some mistakes along the way coming through here, but at the same time, the real mistakes that we made when we came down here, we just had to deal with it. But now we're coming back to the true knowledge of ourselves. So certain things we're just gonna have to just deal with and just accept the way things is. Now, so called for those that's unplugged, or those that's plugged into the matrix, regardless of what they do. Anything they worship outside themselves, other than themselves, is their God. But
agreed.
Then again, they chose to do that. But then again, it was meant for them to be that way. Then again, it was not called. So really, in one way, those that is called, that's unplugged from the matrix, is dealing with self. That's why my two broadcasts that I did in the previous weeks, or week before, was pertaining to the ones that call themselves conscious, the ones that call themselves gods and goddesses, the ones that call themselves gain to the enlightenment. Now, anytime you're dealing with the ones that say they was called, the ones that say they're the supreme race or the supreme beings of Amun, they have to work in a universal way. That means is they got to learn all about self, and they take time to do that. It takes days, weeks, much and everything else. So quite naturally, we the ones got to stay on our P's and Q's every day. We the ones got to stay grounded. We the ones got to stay balanced day in and day out. We the ones like the ones on that, like the Alien versus Predator movie, standing on that pyramid, got to fight these entities all day long. those that's been taken by those entities out there, hosts, well, there's nothing we can do about it. But then again, it was meant to be too. That's why I say, many will be called, but few gonna be chosen. The one that was chosen was meant for them to be chosen, because they're the ones who were sent down here by the Creator to do what? To do battle, to learn experience, and also to what? To evolve to a higher dimension or to a greater dimension, greater than themselves. That's what it's all about. It's just like going to school, day in and day out. But anyway, I won't get into it out there like that. So I'm just gonna keep it simple, God system. So far I'm enjoying the show. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And I appreciate that, God, Brother Jehu. One of the things that I am very, very appreciative of it, as you know, it relates to having the desire at this particular time, you know, in my own evolution, you know, going through my own stages of growth and development, because we all have to start where we are. We all have to look at things and try to deal with things from a perspective of logic and, you know, ask intelligent questions. And then seek out, you know, in our quiet meditations, you know, to really, really deal with, you know, what it is that we have allowed, you know, in our minds as it relates to, you know, what is not going to aid and assist us, you know, to get from one stage of growth and development to the next. And that was one of the reasons why I decided to discuss or speak on, you know, the agents that I see in the matrix. You know, there's a saying, God, Brother Jehu. And
yes, ma'am.
This particular saying is relating to, you know, what things talk about, you know, and pull it up here. And it talks about, you know, small minds, you know,
mm-hmm.
They talk about people, you know,
yes.
And, not only do small minds talk about people, but average minds, they discuss events. You know, they discuss everything that's happening all around them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a great mind discusses the idea of something. When I am, you know, tuned into the minds, because tuning into vibration and energy and frequency is an absolute must as it relates to how you're going to be able to successfully navigate while we are in and out of this matrix. And people are like, you know what, the matrix is a movie. You're making way, way, way too much out of it. You're putting too much on it. You know, but the truth of the matter is that you have a group of people. I don't like to call them the Illuminati. You know, they are, for the most part, elitists who work night and day worshiping the one true living God whose name is Amun. They know that the name of Amun, that every major religion, every minor religion ends that prayer with, you know, where you cap off, you know, whatever your supplication is as it relates to searching for a savior or some source. Because it could be money, you know. It don't have to be, you know, a spook or a mystery unknown,
mm-hmm.
that people
right.
are expecting, you know, to save them from their condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's right.
But it takes dealing with the, you know, allowing your mind to deal with the ideas of what is transpiring all around us. Because
mm-hmm.
there are a whole lot of situations, you know, out here that people you know, trap themselves into because they like it. You know, they wrap themselves up in a concept or a construct or an idea, you know, in a goddamn cave of an existence. And they don't want nothing but that. You know, all they want is to be left alone with what it is they are putting their trust in, even if it's a rock.
Exactly. Exactly.
And rock, you know, is nothing but, you know, another, construction. It's a construct. You know, houses are made out of rocks. But your true house is this flesh and blood. This flesh and blood bone structure that is housing your mind and the energy of your soul, you know,
exactly.
That is protecting both of those things, that garden, where also, you know, the heart of your soul also resides. That's why I chose that picture, you know, where it had the brain, and it said, you know, God is here. But God is what you have come to acknowledge as your, you know, they say, you know, there is a, my parents used to say, you know, there's three sides to the truth, you know. Your truth, you know, their truth, you know, and the actual truth itself. Because people, you know, make a truth unto themselves, which is really a lie, that they are not really, you know, that they just have not come to be awakened, you know, to the fact that they're living a lie. And until they are awakened unto that, you know, that is their particular truth.
Right.
That's, you know, that's their truth. That's where they're at. And I know I for the most part, you know, God, Brother Jay, who, when we get into our God builds and, you know, when I'm God building with those who Amen is, you know, allowing me to have that particular opportunity with, you know, whether it's a God mind or it's a demon mind, you know. People have come to deal with things that they have been told or they have been, you know, projected to believe in or has been projected onto them and they have received as it relates to these illusions, you know, of God and the devil being something other than a man. You have, you know, quite a few, you know, who know that, you know, God, Satan, and the devil, you know, these are actual men based upon their, you know, what they do. But then again, you have a greater expanse of the population who think that those are that particular idea is some kind of entity or not
exactly.
An entity, because you know those entities are real now. those energies are actually housed in people, though, and you know that's where they serve out their purpose as a agent, you know, for that energy that they have attached themselves to, or have allowed those entities and energies, you know, to attach themselves to it. So, yes, sir. I'm gonna try something because I don't know. I'm just curious. I can't help myself. I'm gonna open up the 111 lines and see if they have anything to say. If you are a 111 number, your mic has been opened, and you are more than welcome, you know, to speak or not speak, but it is your opportunity if you would like to join in on the God chair. Area code 111 and 111, you block yourself out, but you are open. Your you know, openness here also. God, Brother Jay, who you said, you know, that we were created, and I just wanted you to, I know you know better than that, the original people are not created beings, although humankind and mankind are created, and that is another false construct as it relates to the matrix, wanting everybody to be of a mind that we are all the same, and we are not. It is a obvious, it's obvious when you look at the different races of people that we are not all the same.
Exactly.
So I'm going to let you go ahead and correct that, God, Brother Jehu, as it relates to are the original people created. You did say that, and I know you know that that is not correct, so I'm going to let you go ahead and correct that.
Yes, a lot of this concept came from religion, you know, the Adam and Eve story, that Adam and Eve was in the garden, and there was a snake amongst the garden. So, like I said, and then from there, Adam and Eve came, Seth and all his generation. So, like I said, a lot of that stuff came through religion, but the Adam and Eve story was originally talking about the so-called mankind or the human race. Because if you look at the human race, you look at the Europeans and the Asians and the East Indians, first of all, yes, they do got dark Indians, you know, almost like with a dark complexion. And you got Asian, got like almost a light brown complexion. But you also got the Europeans with a pale color. So, but if you look at their hair and look at your hair, their hair is linear. Your hair is spiral. But if you take those two strands of hair and put them in a microscope, they're not the same. They don't have the same biological DNA in it. So this
based
on the outer exterior is about a hair. Now, if you look at their nose and look at your nose, their nose don't have no bridge, but yours do. Mm-hmm. We have broad shoulders. They don't have broad shoulders. They don't have thick lips. Like I say, the phenotype of the rest of the human race is totally different from yours. That's why
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I like to keep things. When you say their nose, because I see a lot of races who have a bridge on their nose. So help me to understand that as it relates to, you know, how you see that. I mean, maybe I don't know what the bridge on the nose is. Isn't it that bone, you know, that comes at the center? I mean, you know, I need to be educated.
Yes. I mean.
Because they got bridges in their noses now. Go ahead.
What I mean, but, you know, if you look, sometimes most of the black people that nose about between the eyelids. Between the eyelids right there. Sometimes, you know, like most of the black people got that curve right there. Now if you look at most of the Europeans, they got like a straight bone right there. Their nose is more straighter. It's more straight.
Oh.
It got it's more straighter right there. Right there between the eyelids right there. That's what I'm talking about, between the two eyelids. I heard someone spoke about this. And I sit there and examine all that, and I come to, and that one day I went out into the world and started looking at that, and showing up, most of Europeans got that straight bone that goes straight down. But most black people, or so called cultures, they got that dip right there. And most black people know
that.
I heard a brother. I heard a brother talking about that, and I sit there and examine it. I just didn't take his word for it. I said, and they started going around looking at people's nose, you know, and looking at that. And I started to realize that. I said, wow. But that's because that's part of the phenotype. Our phenotype is just our bone structures is different.
Okay.
And that's why back in the days, black people had a certain rhythm with them. They had a natural rhythm. And, you know, the rest of the races didn't have no rhythm. But today, they pretty much equal today. You see? Because black people,
they try like hell. I don't know about equal.
What I'm saying, God, is the reason why it's like that right now, because majority of the so-called black race, or the so-called descendants, or the so-called, whatever you want to call them out there, has out of sync, because they start worshiping something that's outside of themselves. So quite naturally, they lost that connection. That's why I say, if you look at most of our science, I don't feel like they're with the subject too much, they into our science more than most of our people is right now today. They into everything.
Okay.
Our people's not into that kind of stuff. And one way, that's why they made that move with Trading Places back in 1982 with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy. They They trade faces mm-hmm. with us. That's why most of our people is on a decline. That's why most of our people is getting all this feedback right now. But anyway, now back to the creation story. The original people was the so-called black people and the carbon people. Okay? In time, we start doing things that we shouldn't have been doing. And therefore, that's why we're in this position today. Because right now we're trying
well,
to get back.
Well, you can go ahead and say it. What universal law did we go against? Because when you look at the original men, women, and children, and I just want to say this real quick, you know, to keep things on a, you know, for clarity's sake. The mm-hmm. original people are the carbon-coded people. We do
yes.
recognize that most have come to accept, and I think they just like the word melanin because it sounds good, you know,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, melanin is a derivative of carbon. The original people are the
mm-hmm.
carbon-coded people because every atom has intelligence on it. And with the men, women, and children being the Amen, the original Amen God family of beings, because a lot of people, I pick up on the energy and the vibration, you know, when people ask me questions about Amen, they are likening this unto not something that it is who they may be, and then again, they may not be, because they may have a stronger connection to humankind, whether it be through genetics or their mentality, you know, because you could be, you know, an Oreo cookie, you know, someone who is dark on the outside, but you, you know, you have subscribed to, you know, becoming, you know, having and being and doing and being about, you know, the mind of the beast.
Yeah, white
water. Yeah, exactly. The original people who were seated here, we were not created. We were seated here because we are not from here. We are the constructors, the originators of the heavens and the earth. And you know what's a funny thing, God, Brother Jehu, when we talk about this? I don't care how many space movies, you know, the beast creates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That I mean, even though most people who are of a Caucasian mind, you know, and a black behind, you know, they believe everything else that the white man say. But when you share with them that we, the original people, we don't have a birth record, and we will not have a death record. We came
exactly.
here exactly to do a job, to perform a task, and to raise intelligence, not just here, but throughout the universe.
Right.
Our souls that are being housed in these earth suits that we're walking around here in today
mm-hmm.
are being watched by
mm-hmm.
those other intergalactical beings who have
mm-hmm.
mastered time and space travel. They looking
exactly.
at us because we
mm-hmm.
are a very, very, very mm-hmm. undeveloped, you know, we're very undeveloped as it relates to our power and our potential. And you see
yeah.
it all the time, you know, when they
yeah.
create the movies like Lucy. She went from some chemical substance, you know, making her all of a sudden one with God. You know, if you don't believe me,
yeah.
you get the movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing when
mm-hmm.
you look at, you know, every last one of these Marvel and these DC comics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at the X-Men, you know,
mm-hmm.
all these are stories, you know, to enlightened people. Now they say it may come from, you know, rotation. My mind be thinking so fast, I'd be combining words. Radiation
mm-hmm.
and mutation. However,
right.
you know, as far as our ascendants, you know, those of us who are going to be able to survive based upon the power of our mind and how we interact with the natural order of things, because people are seeing themselves off this planet and becoming a one-agent entity that is going to eventually be taken up out of here because it's already served its purpose. You know,
Right.
This was
right.
only supposed to happen. This particular experiment that we are going through right now, living on this plane of existence at this particular time, has an expiration date.
Exactly.
And those minds who could not see themselves coming full circle and then aligning back with the source, you know, who have not been able to plug themselves as being a agent. And people are like, hey, I don't mess with nobody. I'm not no agent. Well, you don't have to mess with nobody because your total existence is nothing more than a, you know, a bit of source, you know, even though it's a limited source of energy to keep what we're seeing going on here. People are not
right.
stepping outside of these boxes. And I don't want to get all off into the people, you know. And you know me, God, Brother J. Who, I give credit where credit is due, you know. I like to not limit anyone in their potential because I know you, God, Brother J. Who, you heard of Amen prior to myself. I had not heard of Amen and the origin of ourselves as the original descendants of the original people and the ascendants of the original people, because you know why I say both, until I had come through the doors of the future of intellect. However, I had asked the question. Oh, let me just say the full thing. The future of intellect as taught by Nidman Carres. You can go to the FOM and you can Google and blog talk Amen and, you know, learn more about why this is not what most people think it is. And it's not even going to be whether you expose yourself to it or not and you can't get a grasp, because it's not for anyone outside of a mind who is striving for a connection with its higher self, not a God outside of yourself, but to connect to your higher self from your lower self and identify, you know, recreate and define the infinite possibility that you can unmask as it relates to who you are and the power that you harness instead of giving your power over to some, giving your power and your energy and your life over to something that cannot hurt you, because you can't hurt energy. Can you, God, Brother Jehu?
Right, right. You know,
yeah, we are these souls. We're not these physical body earth suits. You cannot kill the soul. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, like I said, you know, with that you just said, you know, I didn't hear the word Amen, but not in that, in, you know, I heard it in different ways, but at the time I was still trying to get ultra understanding of it. Like I said, I didn't heard the word Amen before, you know, through, you know, several people that was, you know, that dealt with the conscious community and stuff. I didn't heard the word before, but like I said, you know, everybody got different reasons why they got into something at that particular time. But like I said, and for my case, I'm going to say it like this. I was just looking for brotherhood and sisterhood, okay? I wanted to expand my mind with other brothers and sisters just like me. That was my reason. Now, you know, regardless of what I went through, I came out of it, okay? If it was built on where it was supposed to be built on, I would have still been there. But that's why I say, that's why they keep saying, ancestors that's inside of me keep saying, worship nothing that's inside, nothing worship yourself, nothing inside your exterior self before you come to your inner self. That mean is worship the God that's in you, not nothing that's outside of yourself. That's why most of the Amen beings today that's currently on the planet gonna worship what's inside of them, only what's inside of them, only what resonates inside of them, on that connects to their higher self, to their lower self, on back to the Creator. That's how it's supposed to go. That's why we're not gonna get caught up in all these organizations, all these so-called movements, and all this blah, 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 go to the left or the right. No, we're going to just keep it straight into the middle. We're going to just keep the path straight in the narrow path, straight in the middle. That's how we're going to keep it like that. That's why in the last days, the so-called last days, if you look in the book of Revelation, everything on this planet is going to be exposed for what it really are. And some people walk around blindfold, because it was meant for them to be blindfold, they would not get it. They won't get it. But those that came back on the planet to get this evolution of lesson or get this ultra training, they will get it, and they're going to move forward back to where they came, into the outer dimension. That's outside the solar system. There's things outside the solar system. Planet Earth is not the only planet where life exists. The life exists beyond this third dimensional. That's why if you look at the triangle, that's why it's called third dimension, because it's locked down on 3D. That's why most shapes on this planet is what? Triangle. But anyway, I'm going to keep it simple. So like I said, go ahead, God system.
That's the beauty of the Amina Ray's broadcast. You know, we are on God level. And, you know, even though we have come into our reconnecting with our higher self, you know, even the God beings are not going to agree. Because I don't agree with everything that you say, God, Brother Jehu, and you don't agree with everything that I say. You know, we are responsible for putting in our own work and respecting. We are responsible for, you know, respecting, dialoguing. We can discuss and we can build, you know, add to the God build as opposed to breaking people down, you know, in their dynamics. Just like, you know, the brother said, you know, when they was getting ready to, you know, they were ordered to get those hovercrafts back to Zion. You know, the brother was like, damn it, everybody don't believe like you, Morpheus. You know, I don't know, that's one of my favorite lies. Because there's so much, yeah, it's true, you know, because regardless of, you know, you walking away, you know, from the FOM and my being put out, I still, you know, we're not in agreement as it relates to, I cannot, knowing that Amin gave me a voice on the level that I'm on, you know, not share with people, you know, the source of where it is that I got the, you know, my foundation to be able to build upon. So, we know that collectively, you know, that is the man, the woman, you know, the men, the women, and the children who are those Amin God family of beings who are working towards, you know, seeing their future generations become made aware and that they grow up in an environment where they are awake and they are not like, you know, you had those young people who did not come up through the matrix. All they know from birth is, you know, hey, I serve a purpose within the community of this collective, and we are not, you know, beings that are attached to a matrix outside of ourselves, you know. So it's not about for me having anybody take my word or take your word. What it is about for me is being a avenue or a door that those who are beginning on their journey, who are willing to do their own work, who are willing to look at what it is that they have allowed to become attached to themselves and what they are attached to themselves outside of the direct source, the DC current. You know, because you do not need a intercessor between you and the source, and the source is the supreme being. You know, he is the, you know, the creator, the originator of the heavens and the earth. You know, and that source, like they say in Star Wars, and we're getting ready to get inundated with these particular programs. Yeah, I want to laugh too, because I mean, it's crazy the way that they are, you know, promoting this stuff. And God, Brother Jehu, you know Disneyland bought Star Wars from George Lucas. You knew that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be all kinds of symbols and, you know, Masonic, you know, hidden codes and decoding that's going to need to take place. But, you know, we don't stay where we at. You know, we are a door that is open, you know, for the God builders to come on in. You know, let's deal with these thoughts. You know, we on ground zero.
Okay.
We are moving higher. You know, we will know when we graduate up the ladder, but it's all about evolution and transformation and acknowledging, you know, that the only God who's going to save you is yourself.
Exactly. That's the point.
Exactly. Exactly. That is the point. Yes, sir. So with that, I like the way that this went this morning, God, Brother Jehu, because you know I like to just do, you know, my quick, you know, weekday get in and get out. And you know me, you know, it's like, well, I don't want to do anything today. You know, I don't do it. But anyway, so we went an hour for a 30-minute broadcast, and it's all good. I want to say thank you very much, God, Brother Jehu. Thank the 111 callers for being respectful, you know, and just listening in, you know. You are very, very greatly appreciated. We feel the energy, you know. It's all good, you know. I want to I want to close as I came into the broadcast in the name and in the power of Amen, the Supreme Being, the one and only true living God, who is us. Okay, everybody, Amen is us. We are the Amen God family of beings who are directly connected, mind, body, and soul, who are reliving, who are receiving the transmissions of the intelligence that is streaming in. And get out there and do your sun gazing. We're getting ready to go in the autumn. And in some parts of the country, you're not going to have a whole lot of sun. So I would say, you know, get out there, get your vitamin A and vitamin D and stock up, you know, while you still got beautiful, beautiful, light, sunny days coming. You know, I would do that. I would really, really, you know, take that time out for yourself. So other than that, God, Brother Jehu, I want to say, thank you so very much for your input. It is always appreciated. I always get something out of, you know, working with the God Build with you, God, Brother Jehu. And I will talk to you next time. And we're going to say peace out to the gods and goddesses. We're going to close out with, you know, Erykah Badu.
Master. Okay.
Beautiful world I'm trying to find.
Turn it on for next.